This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And the topic of today's show is something that's certainly fitting for the energy where it is, but also we've got those holidays coming up, and the topic of the show is too much stress getting the best of you? Again, couldn't be more appropriate than right now because of all the different energy cycles and so forth. And the other thing is that in my readings, especially in the last couple months, people are talking to me about stress. Now, we've talked about health issues, but they're actually using the word stress. Carol, is stress somehow impacting my body? We know that it does logically, but we don't really understand the depth of what it does. So I figured, well, good time for this topic and everything. And, you know, more people were saying, I just can't seem to get it under control. As a result, I'm not focused. I can't find that clarity, Carol, that you keep talking about. And I want to get on with my life. I want to move forward. I want to be productive again. So what I do is when I come up with these topics, and as intuitive as she is also, I have invited back a very special, popular guest that I've actually had on the show many times. And Susan Smith-Jones always adds so much to the show because of her wealth of knowledge. She's an author, a holistic health educator, and very enthusiastic champion of living a joyful life, and then also a life that is very, very healthy. So what Susan and I are going to be doing is we're going to be talking about stress and, you know, how it gets the best of you. And then what Susan's going to be doing is sharing her 9 surefire ways to create a more joy in our lives and how to experience less stress. We can all use that. So if you, and what we're doing on top of talking about the topics is we're actually taking your calls as we always do. Susan is very gracious about doing that as well. So if you have a question for us about stress, how it's impacting your health, what can you do to be more joyful, or you're having some health issues that you would like to discuss, Susan is just, again, a wealth of information. So I invite you to call us at 877-230-3062 in the U.S. and Canada, and then international callers. Same number, 877-230-3062. Just dial your international calling code. You know, all of a sudden I have some wonderful Susans in my life, not only Susan Smith-Jones on the show today, but I also had the pleasure of doing a 90-minute webinar with Susan Weishart, who is the author of Soul Visioning. And in that webinar, we actually produced a MP3 audio download that is now available for purchase on my website, www.ritberger.com. And all you have to do is go to the homepage, click on the slide, Clearing the Past. That'll take you right to the purchase page, give you information about the download itself, type of information that's involved in it, included in it, and then also you can purchase online. But really for 90 minutes, what Susan and I do is we really talk about creating a life of passion and purpose by really following that wisdom of your soul, or by understanding how your past can actually inhibit you from moving forward and creating a new future. Because if we don't change the past, then the past continues to repeat itself over and over again in the different activities and experiences and relationships that we attract. So for 90 minutes, Susan and I go in and we talk about, you know, the methodical process. What can we do to let go of the past once and for all? We all try, and we do a great job at that. But to do that change, to make that change permanently, can be very difficult. And then we also have, you know, forgiveness. It opens up the heart and it opens up the mind to be able to accept changes in behavior, changes in the way that we see things. Susan also takes you through a guided meditation called Soul Guided Journey to the Future, where you can actually see yourself beyond your present limitations and, as a result, create the new future that you desire. She also has a process called the WHEE process, W-H-E-E process, which is a process that makes it possible for us to reprocess those limiting core beliefs so that they're no longer having that strong mental hold, not only on how we think, but how we act. So again, if you want to know more about this audio download that is available now for purchase, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and just click on the slide on the home page and so forth. So here's the second special Susan in my life that has been very helpful for me in being a friend and also a fellow Hay House author, but also just the vast wisdom that she shares with us on the shows has been something that I personally have utilized in my life and have found that it makes a tremendous difference in not only how I cope with stress, but also the energy that I'm able to allow my body to bring forward so stress isn't blocking it. So one of the things about Susan is not only is she a champion for this enthusiasm of having a joyful life, but she is an author, a very prolific author. She has written many, many books, include The Joy Factor, Walking on Air, Recipes for Health Bliss, and many, many different books. She's, again, in this prolific person that she is. She's got e-books available that are free, very generous with the information that she offers. It's on her website. I know that you're going to enjoy her. I always get emails from the listeners once I have her on that says, OMG, Carol, we need to get her back on another topic. So that's what I'm doing, and today she's helping us talk about the different things that we can do to have a more joyful life and less stress. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have her tell you how to find out about her in the second segment. But I want to tell you is that you can access her books and also all of her free books. She's got wonderful blogs. She's got a tremendous newsletter. And you can go to SusanSmithJones.com. And then just be prepared to spend some time and to just really change the way you see your life and you see your body. So, again, very, very special to have her on. And besides, to call her my friend is a very special part also. So, Susan, thanks for joining me, sweetie.
Well, thank you. You're always so generous with an intro. And I'm a big proponent, as you know, of getting a lot of sleep at night. And I never sleep well. The day I'm, you know, the night before, the day I'm with you, because I'm so excited to be back with you. And we'll be talking about how lack of sleep interferes with your body's ability to deal with stress today.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's all of us really, Susan, would love to have a stress-free life. But the reality of it is a part of life. But it doesn't have to run our life, and that's what seems to happen when we get in that chronic pattern of what stress is doing to us is it keeps the chemical flow going, it messes up the clarity of the way we think, and like you say, sleep. Sleep is when we repair and rejuvenate and restore, and stress is one of the number one underminers of sleep, isn't it?
Well, not only sleep, my goodness, but it's also the number one reason that people go visit the doctors. 80 to 90% of all diseases are stress related. 2/3 of all visits to the doctor are due to stress related ailments. And, you know, keep this in mind, because I want everyone listening to know that you're not alone. Often we feel like nobody has the kind of stress I do. But if you feel like the demands of your daily life exceed your ability to meet them, none of you are alone. Carol, you feel this way from time to time. Mm-hmm. I do. And this state of feeling stressed out and overcommitted is a growing phenomenon among millions of people in America, and especially women. And, you know, I want to give you a quick overview of how it was different in the prehistoric days. Because when we used to roam the savannas and sleep in caves, the stress response was actually a really good thing, because our built-in fight-or-flight system provided our amazing bodies that we have with energy needed to escape from a predator, or maybe we needed to secure scarce resources. And though, Carol, this type of high-intensity, short-term stress was beneficial for our survivor, what you need to grasp is that our bodies were not designed to withstand the type of chronic long-term stress that is so prevalent today. And the same cascade of hormones released during a physically stressful event, like running away from a lion, is released when we undergo psychological stressors like marital conflict, unreasonable work demand, and economic worries. But the difference is that we typically do not respond to these kinds of chronic stressors these days with vigorous physical activity, like fighting or running away, and they usually do not have a finite endpoint. So consequently, our bodies may be continuously exposed to these stressed hormones, especially cortisol, and over time, this can add up to serious health problems, and I'll mention, you know, many of them in a moment.
You know, I find it very interesting, since I've become so acutely aware of the chronic stress patterns that, of course, are impacting my life, and you and I both know as authors that deadlines around books are just as stressful as they can get, and trying to be creative on demand is something that has a stress in itself. But the thing that I've become so acutely aware of is how we actually identify with the stress by using it to tell people about who we are. I ran into some friends the other day, and I asked them how they're doing, and it was just that simple, salutation to figure out where they are. And I went, every single one of them went through all of the things they're doing, the task, what they're doing, how they're doing it, where they are in the process, and it has become our identity. And what that even does is I find that it really continues this chronic stress avalanche of chemicals that stay kind of like that little ever-ready bunny, they never stop. And what I realized is that as I listened to them, you know, in my way of being open, but listening to them, I thought, you know what? You don't even know what stress is. You don't know what stress is. You don't know. And I actually found myself comparing my stress with theirs, and just simple things like that. It just keeps that momentum going, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, although I'd say many of us think of the, like you just said, the deadlines and the commitments when we think of stress, it can have other causes. For example, mm-hmm. it's triggered by emotions. If you're always feeling anger, fear, worry, grief, depression, and even guilt. For many people, it's weather-related, you know, environmental issues. For some, it's terrorism or wars or fighting or bombs. You know, here where I live in Brentwood, Santa Monica, it might be bumper-to-bumper traffic or constant noise. And, of course, for many these days, it's inability to cover all of your bills. But what happens is when you're under this chronic stress and you don't manage it well, and like you said right at the top of the show, it's unrealistic to think that you can live a stress-free life, but you can learn to manage it well, and your mm-hmm. body will be so happy if you're able to do this. And in a moment, I'll tell you why I think it begins with attitude, because my grandmother used to say, remember, my nickname is Sunny. She'd go, Sunny, I know you think you've got stress in life, but remember, it's not the people in your life right now or the complications you think you're going through, and I knew I was, or the times in which we are living that is causing you stress. But, Sunny, it is rather what you're thinking about, these people, the complications, and the times in which we live. And we have charge over our attitude. But when you let your stress get out of control and you don't manage it well, it can lead to everything from sleep loss, bone loss, massive weight gain and inability to lose weight, depression, inflammation, acidosis, I'll talk more about that in a moment, insulin resistance, and high blood pressure, heart disease, heart problems, fatigue, even muscle and joint pain, headaches, and many other chronic illnesses.
Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that when you mentioned all of those things, I think it's important for the listeners to really step back and listen to that, because all of the diseases that you just listed are chronic inflammation, chronic negative attitude, that press, if, you know, looking at the emotions that are associated with it. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that I know you and I've talked about as well is this importance of attitude, is that I think that it has a lot to do with attitude as why some people get stressed over certain things and others don't. Isn't that true?
Yeah, it really is attitude, and you're going to love this. And that is that recently there was a study done, and I don't remember exactly where it was done, but it was about your sense of control over something. Because I'm sure, I mean, I often wonder, but now I know, why some people appear to thrive on stress and others will then suffer ill health. Mm-hmm. And what this study did is scientists compared two groups of people taking a math test under a barrage of noise. And those who could adjust to the noise level had little change in their immune system, because that's one way to test the level mm-hmm. of stress in your body, by looking at your immune system and the white blood cell count and all that. And those who could not adjust to the noise experienced a drop in immune cell production. But remember that feeling in control has less to do with the situation and more to do with your attitude about it.
Exactly. It's that perception. And, you know, as a medical intuitive, I say to people all the time, our bodies are designed to deal with emotions, negative emotions, and we have the offset of positive emotions. And we have all of these different mechanisms within the human body that allows us, like you said, in those primordial times when we were just, you know, had that stress for our survival. But what occurs is that in that process, when the perception shifts from it being healthy and those emotions become chronically negative, then what we do is we get a negative attitude. Now, no matter what happens, even though there's opportunities within it, it's just one darn thing to do, more to do, it's demanding more time. And again, that's the attitude. That's one of the things that I've found, is that as a medical intuitive, it really isn't the emotions that make us sick. It's the pattern of chronic emotions that create the stress, that create the psychological suffering, that end up manifesting in the physical body. So it comes back to attitude, but it also comes back to us really having to be in our body, doesn't it?
Yeah, be in our body and to really start taking care of ourselves better.
Mm-hmm.
And none of what I'm talking about today will cost much money. You know, most of this is simple to do. One thing that might cost money is if you get, and I'll talk about the effect of water, because if you mm-hmm. do not, if you're constantly chronically dehydrated, and I'll get into this, it's very, very stressing on your body from every system, every organ, every cell in your body, and it's important to drink the right kind of water to boot. But I always, you know, if we start talking about some stress busters, one of the best ways to reduce stress, and, you know, like they did in the prehistoric days, is to get moving, because movement relaxes muscles and eases tension. And they did a classic study decades ago at USC, University of Southern California, and they took none of your listeners. It was just a group of completely stressed out patients. And they tested their level of stress by putting electrodes on the surface of the muscles, EMG machine. That's how you test, one of the ways you test the level of tension and stress in the body. And then they divided them into two groups. And one group took a vigorous walk, just enough to raise their heart rates to more than 100 beats per minute. And they found, and this was just a single bout, Carol, of 15 minutes, and tested them afterwards, and it reduced the tension in their bodies by 20%.
Wow.
And this was greater than the second group that were all given a tranquilizer. You might think mentally you feel relaxed, but your body, these tests show you're not really relaxed inside. For example, people say to me, Susan, when I'm stressed out at night, I go home and I'll have a few glasses of coffee or a few glasses of wine or beer. And I know it's common to reach for a drink like a cocktail or a coffee. And while the alcohol might temporarily make you feel relaxed, and the caffeine may temporarily boost energy after you're exhausted from a busy day and concentration boost that, ultimately these two substances will exacerbate stress because both act as diuretics and dehydrate the body. And when your body's dehydrated, it really massively increases your level of cortisol. And both disrupt sleep because alcohol causes nighttime awakening and caffeine makes it difficult to go to sleep. So I always say to people, even this, though this will be the third tip about eating a stress-relieving diet, to take a tea break. You know, when you're at home or at the office, and, you know, a lot of British influence here in America now. In fact, I just got back from doing work with the BBC in London since I talked to you last. And it's really an amazing place over there. But I say to everyone, take a not to them, they know already, but here, take 3 minutes to enjoy your favorite calming, non-drowsy brew to relax the mind and body. For example, you could choose from simple chamomile, very calming and relaxing on the body. I love tangy lemon balm and hibiscus. Both are calming, and both help lower your blood pressure, which goes up when you're stressed out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, we want to go ahead and we want to do the 9 different stress busters. We've touched on a lot and on a couple of them.
We did get moving.
Okay, so we got the get moving. Can we jump real quick right now? We've got a caller.
Good.
And then what we'll do is let's go ahead and talk to Lowell on line 1.
Okay.
Well, hi there. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Carol. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. How can Susan and I help you?
Oh, I just wanted to ask about my son, Carol. He's a 20-year-old, and he's been acting really depressed for, I would say, maybe for the last 2 years. So he's not going to school now, and he cries all the time. And when people come to the house, he hides in his room. And
Big behavioral change, huh?
Yes.
Susan, I'm picking up that we've got health issues. And I've got depression. And you want to jump in and pick that up and give her some ideas, and then I'm going to listen to the information and then add to that.
Yeah, Laurel, I have so many patients that come to me for depression. And while this might sound so simplistic, I have found that in 95% of the cases, this kind of water has helped the body. And what happens is when your body becomes too acidic from diet, like diets rich in meat, simple carbs, processed grains, dairy, coffee, tea, soft drinks, alcohol, and when you're a negative thinker, because that causes acidity in the body, but when your body becomes too acidic, because you need the proper acid-alkaline balance, it creates a medical condition that most people are not aware of, and most doctors don't even know how to diagnose. It's called metabolic acidosis. And Laurel, I'll finish the answer in one second, but I want to mention to you, go to my website today and click on blog. And knowing I was going to be with Carol today, the first blog I wrote over the last week, it's very detailed. It's all about acid-alkaline balance and drinking the right kind of water to neutralize the acidity in your body. And also go to my September-October newsletter because I have more information in that. That's on my homepage. But when your body no longer has the proper acid-alkaline balance, and you can check it with litmus paper, the first thing in the morning, it's the only urine test worth doing with litmus paper that costs pennies.
Yes.
And you check the acid-alkaline balance, because when your body is too acidic, and 95% of the people that come to see me, people that think they're healthy, are too acidic, And I recommend that you drink alkaline water, and I don't recommend getting it at the stores. First of all, you don't want to buy plastic bottles. It's bad for the environment. The plastic leaches into the water, and it's too costly. You know, I'm very frugal. I always like to save money. And, Laurel, 20 years ago, I got this small water device that goes, it's in my office, it's also in my kitchen, and it takes regular tap water, reduces the cluster size of the water molecules, and changes it from unhealthy to purified and alkaline. And in 3 months, you make up for the cost of the machine by not buying plastic bottles. And the point for you is that everybody that's come to me for depression, or I'll just say also things like IBS, chronic fatigue, brain fog, constant headaches, pain in joints, unable to lose weight, and I put them on alkaline water, and it will take about a month on this special alkaline water to see a difference. And it's a machine that's world famous, and I've had it for 20 years. It's called Ionizer Plus. Okay. And I'm going to give you a telephone number. The company's in Boulder. Please know I don't own stock in the company, but I've never had a problem with mine, and I've had it for 20 years, and they sell it worldwide, and you can try it for 30 days, and if you don't see a difference, you can send it back. But check my first blog. You can go to hightechhealth.com. That's their website. I also have their infrared sauna that I've used for 20 years. Their toll-free number in Boulder, Colorado is 800-794-5355. 800-794-5355. Laurel and Carol, I called them yesterday, told them I'd be doing the show with Carol today, and they said that anybody who just mentions my name as a code will get $300 off of the order. I don't know how long this will last, but that was very generous of them to do that. And Laurel, because water, we drink more water than anything else, and most bodies are dehydrated, and then when the cortisol goes up, so many people have walking around with depression, and I would like to see your son drinking 8 glasses of this Ionizer Plus alkaline water daily. And along with that, I always recommend Hawaiian astaxanthin and a Hawaiian spirulina. There are 5 things I would never be without.
The Hawaiian spirulina, did you say? Hawaiian spirulina?
Hawaiian spirulina. Yes. Go to my website, and right there on the home page, you know, click on blog and look at the first 4 blogs, and you'll read about Hawaiian spirulina is a green superfood. You can get it in tablet or powder form. You and your son both want to take 3,000 milligrams a day. I've taken this since I was a teenager, but it's a low-calorie, high-protein, energizing superfood that's the most nutrient-dense superfood on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And Carol was picking up that he's got health issues, and you can't be healthy and free of depression if your body is lacking the nutrients it needs. And the 5 things I'd never be without would be, to show you how important these things are to me, is my Ionizer Plus water filtration system, my juicer, my blender, my infrared sauna, which keeps me really healthy, and my Hawaiian astaxanthin and Hawaiian spirulina. You want 3,000 milligrams of spirulina a day, the Hawaiian one, and 12 milligrams of Hawaiian astaxanthin a day. And so if you go to my blog or go to my September-October newsletter, you can read all about this.
Okay. Thank you very much. The other thing, sweetie, is as I was listening to Susan and kind of your energy interacting with her, is that if you go back about 3 months before he started entering into this pattern of behavioral change, he was extremely stressful. I'm picking up that he actually lost something or someone. He's feeling a very, very deep loss. That's part of the psychological part that I'm picking up. But it also feels that about 3 months before all this happened, the stress that he was under, I can actually feel like his adrenals have collapsed out from under him, meaning that he's in adrenal fatigue is what he's experienced from the physical standpoint.
Yeah.
The other thing is with this loss, the way it feels to me as a medical intuitive is that when someone experiences a sudden loss, whether it's psychological or actually tangible, meaning that we lost a pet or we lost a loved one, whatever it may be, or we lost our sense of self from a deeper psychological standpoint, then that is an indicator that always shows up to me in adrenal fatigue. And then what that's going to do is it's going to increase the cortisol, which is going to increase the depression and the way that his body isn't able to detox the way it needs. So the things that Susan suggested are all things to be able to boost the, restore the energy in the body and to stabilize it in its balance as acid, alkaline, or whatever is needs. But what it also does is it takes the pressure off of the body because it actually helps the body detox the way it needs. The other thing, sweet, is that is he open to seeing a psychotherapist?
Yes, actually, we took him to cognitive therapy because he's
good.
Actually very much aware of what he eats. He eats very well. He knows everything.
He does.
He drinks lots of water and he eats lots of fruits. I mean, He's been very aware since he was a little boy.
But the thing is that, and he's very mental, and he can't seem to get the clarity mentally to figure out how to get him out of this fog, and the fog is kind of that depression that I was picking up. So doing the cognitive therapy will be very, very helpful because, and combine it with what Susan said, but what it'll do is it will help him be able to figure out what this loss is that he's feeling. I'm going to take a real woo-woo risk at this, but I'm going to do it anyway. If he were to work with a therapist that did past life regression, they would find that he actually died 3 months before he started feeling this physically. He actually died, and he's lost. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know why he feels disconnected. He's going through the sorrow of that past life death. I know that it sounds crazy, but being as aware that he is and all the things that he's doing, it doesn't actually, to me, make sense why he is in this state when he has the mental capacity. He is mindful of his body, the things that Susan. So there's something deeper, sweetie, that he just can't get his head wrapped around. And I think that psychotherapy or cognitive therapy, working with someone, even approach past life regression, see if we can find something that's there that he can't connect the dots with in this current life. It just feels very strongly.
Did you say, excuse me, Carol, did you say he died?
He did. He died at an early age.
Early.
And he actually died, my sense is what I'm picking up, he died 3 months. So if you take when this first started happening 3 years ago, and you go back 3 months prior to that, I can actually pick him up doing what he does best, which is using the mind to be able to kind of invent and problem solve. He was doing at that time, but he was killed. He died. And he doesn't know what to do now. It's a current life, past life. And, so it would, you know, I'm going out on a limb because I never want to go against anybody's, religious beliefs. But I feel so strongly, sweetie, that there's nothing logical in this lifetime. He's not doing drugs. He's not in a place where he is in a suicide state or anything. There's something that just, we can't logically make sense of, and I think it's a past life. And you know what? If he's open to this, just ask him, you know, talk to him and say that this is what Carol shared. You can have him listen to the archives and listen to this. And if it's true, while we can't go in and find his name back in that lifetime, if it's true, he will have an emotional reaction to this information that lets him know that this is not something that is happening in this world from impacting him. It's an old memory he's brought forward to be able to move forward to create the life he desires. There's so much positiveness in this.
Okay.
So
I also recommend a really good acupuncturist.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Get that energy running. Get that energy flowing through his body and taking the pressure off of it. Thank you so much, Lowell. I appreciate it, sweetie. You went a whole bunch of ways. Susan, sweet, can we take a very quick commercial break?
Yeah.
I'm going to come back and let's go through these different surefire ways to be able to get this joy and less stress. And everyone stay tuned. Susan and I are going to be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Back if you're just joining. Oh, I'm just so eager here. I just jumped in before, you know, get on the line. Anyway, welcome back. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And today I have a very special, popular guest that I've had on the show many, many times, Susan Smith Jones. And Susan is the author of 25 books, just very prolific. She's been on many, many radio shows, an absolutely phenomenal website that's just a wealth of information. And Susan's joining me to talk about 9 surefire ways that we can actually change stress, minimize it, and change it, and create a more joyful life. So very, very exciting to have her on board. She started out sharing, I think we got through 1 of the 9, so we've got a lot of work here, Susan, as we wrap up the show and everything. But we talked about the importance of moving. We took a caller. She talked about the importance of hydration and with stress and everything. So before we actually jump in, Susan, and finish out this list, sweetie, tell people how to be able to get in touch with you, your website and stuff.
That would be very helpful. Yeah, my website is my name, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll definitely want to click right on the blog. That's the third navigation bar over from the left. And you'll see in the first interview, in the first article I wrote about more about acidophilus and water. The second one are on my Surefire Stress Busters. And I'm just looking quickly. The third one is about the Hawaiian astaxanthin and spirulina. And you'll want to go to my September-October newsletter. First of all, my favorite box article are over 100 positive words that will change your life. Since so many people are negative these days, I give you my favorite, about 150 positive words. There are ways to get free books in my current newsletter. If you have problems with bad habits and addictions, I show you how to release them easily, info on weight loss. And then right on my homepage, you can get two free ebooks. One's on how to detoxify the body. The other's on some of my favorite superfoods and how to grow them in the corner of your kitchen. So all of that is at SusanSmithJones.com.
Very good. And again, I encourage all of you, go visit. Go and explore and visit, and you'll just find a wealth of information. Again, all of her books that she's done are listed there as well. So, okay, Susan, so we've hit what? One, get moving. We know that that's important.
Yes.
You talked about the importance of hydrating the body. What are some of these other surefire stress busters?
So a third tip, and these are so simple, doesn't cost anything, meditate and breathe deeply. I mean, who knew that the simple act of taking long, slow, deep breaths, just a few, you could do it 3 minutes once an hour. Every hour on the hour, except when you're sleeping, you can do it when you're driving. The act of deep breathing, consciously, slowly inhaling. Let's hope everyone's doing it now. Breathe in and slowly exhale. That will lower the stress in your body by lowering the level of cortisol. And I've been a disciplined meditator for 40 years now. My grandmother taught me how to meditate. I get up before most of you early mornings, and I also meditate at night before I go to bed. So I like to bookend my day. If you only have one time during the day because you're too busy, take the morning. Because remember, the first 40 minutes of each day set the tone for the day. And by focusing on your breath, slowly breathing when you meditate, not only does it calm your heart rate, lowers blood pressure, gives you more brain focus and makes you feel better, but it also reverses aging. Studies show that those people who meditate daily look 12 to 15 years younger and are physiologically than people of the same age who don't meditate. So if you ever had a reason to and a reason that you should start meditation, do it because it will reverse aging.
You know, I always come away with a lot of, you know, gems and nuggets when I listen to you. But I will tell you that it never truly dawned on me that the first 40 minutes of our day sets the pace of the day. And
that I say set the tone.
Yep,
and that's not only each day, but the first day of your new health and fitness program sets the tone. So does the first day of the week and the first day of the month. So these days are all sacred to me, but especially the first 40 minutes of each day.
Absolutely.
And in terms of food, the foods that take stress off your digestive system are the foods you want to emphasize, and they are the foods highest in water content, and they are fresh fruits and vegetables. Because they're rich in phytonutrients, enzymes, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, and most people do not eat enough foods that are your produce, colorful fruits and vegetables. I know Laurel said her son ate fruit. I was glad to hear that. And remember that what you eat is what you eventually crave. If you eat lots of junk foods, that is what you'll crave. If you eat healthy foods, and then you'll desire more of the same. And as mentioned, those two supplements I would never be without are my Hawaiian astaxanthin and the Hawaiian spirulina. And there's a way you can get a 25% discount, and you can find that on my website or in my current newsletter. But those are two of only five supplements I now take. I'm never without those. So we did talk about keeping your body hydrated. It really helps if you drink the right kind of water. Next is sleep, because basically lack of sleep undermines your body's ability to deal with stress. And that's why it's important to get a solid 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. You know, I have one client that often she sets 3 alarms every night because she often sleeps through 2 of them, and then she puts the third one across the room where she literally has to get out of bed. And you know, so I'm working on her whole health program right now and teaching her the importance of sleep. But if anybody listening wants to lose any weight at all, maybe a few pounds or a couple hundred pounds, and you're struggling with it, remember that the research shows that skimping on sleep interferes with your body's ability to process carbs, and that leads to elevated blood sugar levels and an increased tendency to store calories as fat. And why does this happen? It's because when you're sleep deprived, your body produces more of the stress hormone cortisol, which sets this chain reaction in motion. And once again, on my website, in the navigation bar, there's a button called Motivation. And if you look at that, you'll get subheadings. And the first one is called Insomnia Begone. And if you have trouble getting to sleep or staying asleep, you'll want to read this article that I wrote on my 15 commandments to being able to sleep like a baby. Now, my next stress buster, and you're good with that, with this one, is you want to laugh more. You know, there's that old Scottish saying that angels fly because they take themselves lightly. Is that it? Yeah. Wait. I say this all the time, and I think I told you I didn't sleep well last night because I was going to be on the show. Angels fly because they take themselves lightly, an old Scottish saying. But most of us, in terms of laughter and happiness, are so serious about our lives. And when you laugh, it actually, like a good belly laugh, it releases endorphins into the body that act as natural stress busters and assuage the tension in your body. So find ways to laugh more. You know, whatever it is, because it fills your lungs with oxygen-rich air. It gives your heart muscle a good workout. It stimulates alertness hormones. It counteracts fear, anger, and depression, all of which are linked to illness and stress. So if Laurel is still listening, I would suggest to her that she and her son watch funny shows on TV or go to a funny movie or be around people that tickle your funny bone. Whatever you can do to laugh more, you definitely want to do that.
Absolutely. And in fact, one of the things that I always suggest also is if you have a movie that really makes you laugh, then put that in kind of your day, your weekly schedule, and just sit and spend a few minutes with it. There's nothing wrong. It's like reprogramming the brain to the fact where there's lightness, there's humor and everything. So if you have a favorite movie, then once a week or once a day, or if you get too stressed, pop it in, laugh for a few minutes, and repeat it over and over again. We're actually using neuroplasticity to be able to rewire the brain. You know, it's interesting. I know you know this too, Susan, and then I'm going to let you get back to this. But there was a study done around laughter. And in that study, it showed that children tend to laugh, I think it was like 200 times a day. And when they studied adults, it was down to 17 times a day. And I thought to myself, how really sad it is that we have become so serious and trying to act so adult, whatever that looks like, that we forget that that really is a wonderful health benefit for releasing stress and relieving it.
I couldn't agree with you more. And in my book, The Joy Factor, 10 Sacred Practices for Radiant Health, I have a whole chapter on the importance of being more childlike, and it's about 25 pages. And all the things you can do to be more childlike. First of all, if you don't have any children or grandchildren, volunteer at a school and be around young kids because they show us the importance of unconditional love, living in the moment, laughing, and not taking ourselves and life so seriously. Laughter is the elixir of the soul, and you want to laugh as much as possible and at least every day. Now, two more quick ones. One would be get out in nature as much as possible because, and I'd say this to Laurel for her son, nature is one of the best ways to heal your body, to not only be in nature but breathe in those healthy negative ions and to appreciate the beauty around you because that will change the entire vibrational rate of your body. And when you can't get outdoors in nature, bring it indoors. Have a little fountain in your home. Bring plants and flowers into your home. And in my website, at the very bottom right in the sidebar, I have nature sounds that you can click on. I have babbling brook, ocean sounds, tropical forest, other different animals. I have the creek with birds and crickets. And you can click on those as you're working on your computer and just listen to them in the background, and it will keep you completely stress-free.
You know, I've always said that you will not find an angry person sitting under a tree.
You know, that is so true. And you know, I'm a big hiker. I hike in the Santa Monica Mountains before any of you even wake up early in the morning. And I often go alone because I can't find people to go with me that early before the sun comes up and as it's rising. And I never find a depressed or angry or upset hiker. They're the friendliest people I know that I pass on the trails. And you're so right. You can't be upset and depressed when you spend quality time in nature. You know, I learned from my grandmother as a teenager how to take care of the body. You know, I've never taken medication, haven't had a cold or a flu in 26 years. And my grandmother taught me as people came to her around the community, and she was not a doctor. She just knew how to live close to the earth. When people were depressed, she'd bring them into her backyard, have them take their shoes and socks off. She would walk with them around her yard. She'd ask them to notice the plants and the beauty and the fragrances, and she would listen to them because she taught me that we're born with one ear, two mouths. God was telling us something. And the greatest hunger of the human heart is to feel understood. And by the time they left, they felt understood and appreciated. They were close to the earth. They were grounded with the energy of the earth coming through their feet. She gave them a cup of chamomile tea usually, and they left happy campers.
It is the truth. Okay, so we've got a couple more minutes. One more. Let's do that last one because
this is
a big one.
Good one. It is. To just live a thankful life each and every day. Take a moment to be grateful for all you have in life because gratitude, after all, is one of the best stress busters around. Meister Eckhart, the 13th century theologian philosopher, said, if the only prayer you ever say is, thank you, God, that will be enough. And remember, what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life. So focusing on the positive, Laurel and Laurel's son, I don't know his name, even during difficult times is the best way to reduce and alleviate stress and transform your life. My grandmother would say to me that the path to balance and peace is this. It's so simple. Each and every day, live thankfully. And you can get one of those empty books with a beautiful cover and beautiful colored pen and make it your gratitude journal. And every day, write down, before you go to bed at night or sometime during the day, at least three things for which you are grateful. And studies show that if you take 1 minute a day to focus on that for which you are grateful, it literally reworks the vibrational rate in your body, and it will stay with you for 24 hours. But I say go longer than a minute. Be grateful all day long, because the more you're grateful, the more you'll attract back to you things for which you'll be grateful. Can you tell I'm very passionate about this?
Well, absolutely, and it is true. I mean, gratitude is part of the law of attraction, and the grateful journal that you have, I always say to people is that when you're angry, go to your grateful journal and think about the things that you're grateful for. And it's interesting because that process, again, comes in, and it shifts the perception, and that shift of perception changes the chemistry in the body, and it helps us with stress. So gratitude is very important, and I know you're passionate about it, and that's one of the reasons that I just always love having you on the show. So in looking at the gratitude and kind of with wrapping up the show and everything, I'm going to take my attempt at it. Susan, I can't thank you enough for always coming on the way that you do with the enthusiasm. My love, I'm sorry that I mess with your sleep, but you know, it's kind of when like-minded play together and we have our good time. It's not necessarily good for the body, but it is a good time for the souls to be able to connect and everything.
Yes.
And I'm always so grateful for the information that you share to
and
the
I'm
listeners.
And I'm grateful for you too. And let's look at mid-November and we'll talk more about that whole body rejuvenation.
Yes.
And acidosis.
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, if you want to really experience the wealth of knowledge that Susan has, go to Susan Smith. I'm going to do this, sweet. Help me out. I've got it in front of me.
SusanSmithJones.com.
That's it. So thank you all for joining me today. Absolutely fabulous. Always have a great time. As you heard, we are looking at bringing her back, talking about a topic that really isn't very well known. Even doctors don't know much about it, but it has a lot to do with your health. So we're going to be bringing Susan back. So thank you very much. You can listen to this show in the archives on my website at www.ritberger.com. You have a wonderful week, and I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love.
You've been listening to The Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ryberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.